Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 2nd, 2025. Yes, we have entered December. Welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. As you can see, the background has changed. We have changed over for winter. So, yep, this is our winter background. I always like to change it for the seasons because there's not a blessed green thing outside right now in New York, except the evergreen trees, and that's it. We have no more greenery, and we got dumped on today with 5 to 8 inches of snow. So that's the scene outside right now here in New York. Hello to everybody who's coming in. Oh, I see Riverview, Florida, Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome. God bless you. Washington State. Hello, hello. God bless you. I see more North Carolinas coming in. Hello to you. Oh, let's see. Tennessee. God bless you. Happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see who else is coming in tonight. England, hello to our international audience coming in and our wonderful friends in England. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see who else is pouring in because the chat, there's a lot of you in here coming in. Colorado, God bless you. Hello, Pennsylvania as well. Thank you for coming on tonight. Michigan, hello, hello to you. Oh, let's see who else is coming on. I'm going down the chat here. Palm Beach, West Palm Beach in Florida. Hello to you. Mesa, Arizona. God bless you. Hello, the Netherlands. Hello to our wonderful friends in the Netherlands who are watching us tonight. We're so happy to have you with us. Oh, let's see. People are going, they already missed the warmer temperatures. Oh, yeah, it's cold. It's cold here in New York. We have definitely entered winter. Wisconsin, East Texas. Hello to all of our viewers in Texas. We love our Texas viewers. Oh, let's see. I see multiple Wisconsins coming in. Pennsylvania, multiple of you. Alberta, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. I see Ontario as well coming in. Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hello and God bless you. California. Hello to our friends in California as well. Connecticut. Hello. God bless you to our friends in and neighbors in Connecticut. We'll do a couple more. Plattsburgh, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York as well. God bless you. Pakistan. Hello to our friends in Pakistan who are watching tonight. We're so happy to have you with us. New Jersey as well. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's see who else is coming. We'll do a few more. Joseph, Utah. Hello to you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. New Jersey. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey and Long Island who have just come into the chat. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer as usual. I do have some words from the Lord. I was up during the night in a lot of prayer about many things, which I will get into at the end of this broadcast. But I was up during the night in prayer at about 4:30 a.m. is when these words came. It's about, oh, a page and a half. But then we have other things to get into prophetically because there are battle lines being drawn all over the place right now. And we're going to prophetically break it down for you. Interesting timing, how all of this is culminating around this time of the year. But we got some incredible prophecy fulfilling too. Some of it's probably going to blow your mind. Praise the Lord for accuracy, but we're going to talk about that as well. We got some scripture to talk about associated with all of this as well. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord. And we will get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Mashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves before you this day, Father God. Lord, we just praise you for who you are, Father God, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father, we just praise you that your mercies, Lord, are new every single day, that you literally renew your covenant with us, Father, every day. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we just praise you that when Christ said it is finished, he paid the price in full at Calvary. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back to be with the Father, to victoriously take his place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, Father, into this place, Father God. Lord, let the weight of your glory, your power, your authority, Father God, saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Lord, we just ask that your truth, Father God, go forth tonight, Lord. Father, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching. Father, I ask you, go before us and be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words tonight, Father God. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me, Lord, and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father, Lord, that you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, would just brood over this place, Father, that your glory and your presence, Father God, would be mightily felt tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels, Lord, of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions, and your weapons of war, Father God, to take down, destroy, and dismantle the works of darkness and iniquity, Father God, that your holy angels would guard the skies, the land above and below here, and against every dimensional access point. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, spells, curses, sorcery of any kind, witchcraft, dark arts, and any form of weaponized demonic activity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor of anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay, Father. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 6, you put your whole and complete armor on all of us this day, Father God, that the shield of faith would go up in front of us in the name of Jesus Christ to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one, that every arrow the enemy and his agents are attempting to fire at us, let it be reversed upon the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated every capability of the sword of the Spirit to destroy the snares of the enemy from before us, to pierce, puncture, dismantle, and destroy every plot, assignment, word, weapon, or device the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy has attempted to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that Almighty God has ordained for us, Lord. Father, we just praise you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. You are ever present, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that you are holy, that you are righteous, that you are just, that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. Very happy to have you with us. Lots to talk about tonight. I have some words from the Lord here. Interestingly enough, the Lord gave them to me in paragraphs, about a page and a half's worth of them. I was up praying during the night for quite a while, and that's when I got these. And we also have to talk about prophetically what is boiling over in the nation in an unusual time this time, but we're watching it happen. We're watching battle lines kind of be drawn on multiple fronts, and we're going to prophetically talk about that. There's some prophecy fulfilling that's probably going to blow your mind as well, and we're going to get into that as well. So let's begin with the words from the Lord that came at about 4:30 a.m. Some interesting things in these words. One of them is quite sobering, I'm going to say. I'm releasing it tonight. It has to do with a particular person. And so we will, let's get into all of this. So the first part of the word from the Lord says, a humbling, sobering moment for Congress, greater than the dark cloud of a shutdown, a coup, an overthrow. Those who attempt to conceal the truth and protect their friends who have done heinous acts in secret, abominations. If you attempt to protect their seat, you shall be cast out with them. For a great sifting of Congress has begun and shall go through the midterms. The Lord is forcing the issue to bring a broken political system to a head, bound up in greed, lies, deception, manipulations, backroom deals, secret memos, secret orders, hedonism. You shall see this even in the cabinet and at the Pentagon. A spy shall be caught. A strange breach at the Pentagon will expose enemy tactics that have shifted and repositioned and repurposed their resources. Christmas, high alert. These last two shootings, acts of terror in Washington, D.C. Remember, there was the embassy, and now what happened with the National Guard? These last two acts of terror in Washington, D.C. were making the deposits in the soil and at altars within the city for a broader scale, multi-point attack against the high leaders, both men and women. The indiscretions of a woman in leadership, her continued willful continuation of a relationship that should not be, has opened the door spiritually for an attempt on her life in the natural. The one who has worked with ICE closely, that door of indiscretion needs to be shut and the rebellion and lust of the flesh subdued, for an ambush has been set and the enemy testifies of such lusts and sins for legal rights to take her down. Her life is being weighed. If she repents and turns back now, she shall be spared. The Lord has extended mercy in a time of near and present danger. It should not be dismissed with contempt, but heeded with wisdom in this time. Kiddo, you hear the dogs? You can hear the dogs? Hold on. Let me shut the door and I'm going to read that again because it's too important. It's too important. There we go. We're going to do this again. Probably Chris and Gus are outside and don't care. The dogs are going nuts inside. Okay. I'm going to read this part again from the word of the Lord. Christmas high alert. These last two shootings and acts of terror in Washington, D.C. were making the deposits in the soil and at the altars within the city for a broader scale, multi-point attack against the high leaders, both men and women. The indiscretions of a woman in leadership, her continued willful continuation of a relationship that should not be, has opened the door spiritually for an attempt on her life in the natural. The one who has worked with ICE closely, that door of indiscretion needs to be shut and the rebellion and lust of the flesh subdued, for an ambush has been set and the enemy testifies of such lusts and sins for legal rights to take her down. Her life is being weighed. If she repents and turns back now, she shall be spared. The Lord has extended mercy in a time of near and present danger. It should not be dismissed with contempt, but heeded with wisdom in this time. Okay, now, this is what I also heard. This is what I also heard. Hearing Wichita, Kansas, trafficking and terror hidden shall now be unearthed. So watch Wichita, Kansas. Hearing my people need to detox from the junk and turn away from those who are offering a convenient stand worth of junk theories, accusations, manipulations, and lies, offering the goods that are addicting and alluring. They capitalize off of luring you to indulge of the feast of folly and theory, accusation and manipulations that they have sprawled over the airwaves. It has filled them with the wrong spiritual food that dulls the voice of the Father and amplifies the voice of the serpent. The murder spoken from the mouth The war spoken from the mouth, the arrogance spoken from the mouth, has unlocked legal rights for the kingdom of darkness to request to sift these podcasters. Their own mouth, their own accusations, their own character assassinations, their own threats is all spiritual tender. And it has amounted to a bounty in the spirit that has now entered the natural. They are giving power and place to murder. Their own actions are the legal ratification the enemy has sought to now, through willing disciples, steal, kill, and destroy. Now, this goes along with it. When Saul was chasing David, I want to read to you 1 Samuel 22:7-9. This is what it says. Saul said to his servants who were standing around him, "Listen now, you Benjamites. Will the son of Jesse also give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all commanders of thousands and hundreds? For all of you have conspired against me, so that no one informs me when my son Jonathan makes a covenant with the son of Jesse. None of you cares about me or informs me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in ambush, as he does this day." Then Doeg the Edomite, who was standing with Saul's servants, replied, "I saw the son of Jesse coming to Nob to Ahimelech the priest, the son of Ahitub. Ahimelech inquired of the Lord for him and gave him provisions and the sword of Goliath the Philistine." Okay, so this goes with that word that I just read. Saul accuses his, this is how many people Saul accused, okay, to try to spread theories, to try to spread a narrative within the kingdom. Saul accused his daughter Michal, who was David's wife, by the way, of conspiring with him. Saul accuses the priest Ahimelech of conspiring with David. Saul accuses his son Jonathan of conspiring with David. Saul accuses his own servants of conspiring with David. Saul accused a lot of people in a rambling sort of way, through accusations out there left and right, because he had a seat of influence. Because Saul had a seat of influence, he thought he had the right to abuse that seat and throw out and accuse almost everybody in the kingdom of conspiring and doing things they weren't doing. That went on. There was murder, character assassination, and fake news and manipulations all coming out of Saul's mouth. That became spiritual tender in the spirit for the bounty to be placed upon Saul's head. In the natural, with your mouth, you can legally in the spirit open the door for the thief to come steal, kill, and destroy. This is what's happening on the conservative side with certain podcasters right now and certain people who are now saying there are assassination plots against them. They are spiritually, through their own words and actions, are giving the enemy a legal open door to demand to sift them as wheat. And he is presenting their own words as evidence before the court of God. This is why words matter. What you say and how you say it matters, because you can open spiritual doors of access. That becomes spiritual tender then for the enemy to put forth a transaction to bring forth a bounty and bring it into the natural. I will tell you this. Also, when people post and repost about voodoo, sorcery, dead people visiting them, that already means you have opened a spiritual door and given legal access and permission for darkness and that spirit of murder to come in. You've already given it permission yourself. You, through your own words and actions and permissiveness and accusations, have let such in. Accountability begins with you. That's where accountability begins. It begins with you and what you say. You are accountable for your seat of influence. Saul was accountable for his seat of influence, and he abused it, and he took it, and he abused it, and he used it in a way that God never wanted him to use it, and he spread lies, slander, and accusation across the kingdom, threw the kingdom into much confusion and turmoil, anger and rage, and basically destroyed. So began to work against the Lord of what the Lord was trying to build. He became an enemy of God through using that seat of influence and abusing it in order to make accusations across the land. We have to understand it's that spirit. It's that spirit of Saul. It's that spirit. And whether the threat is genuine or not, you're still giving the enemy a legal door of access to bring it in. So threats may be genuine, but you still, with your words and your actions, are actually giving the enemy a legal door to actually then claim legal right to put a bounty, because he did it with Saul. He did it with Saul. He's done it with others. And we're watching this happen again. Yep, you open the door. You know, when you say certain things, you open the door spiritually. And we have to understand that. We have to understand there are legal consequences. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's where it is. That's where it begins, right there. And that's what we're watching go on. Now, in the word of the Lord from May 8th, 2025, it says, assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord, for the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set in motion by those holdouts of Saul. That's why I brought up Saul. The holdouts of Ahab that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them the troublers of Israel. That was from May 8th, 2025, and we are watching. We are actively watching that unfold. We're actively watching this unfold in this time, and people are opening the door, men and women, by what they're doing, by their actions and their words, for spiritual tender for the enemy to collect and take it and open a door to put a bounty on them that then is coming into the natural. That's the warning. That's why this has to stop. That's why the Lord gave me that word about that woman that's working with ICE. She knows what she's doing, and she knows she shouldn't be doing it. It's a very serious time. He said clear and present danger in a time of, it was actually near and present danger. In a time of near and present danger, God is extending mercy. Don't dismiss it. This goes for the others too who are saying there are assassination attempting to be perpetrated against them. It's the Lord is extending mercy in a time of near and present danger. Do not show contempt for it, do not mock it, and do not dismiss it, because it just may be the downfall of them if they do. Very, very serious time. So I want to talk about, I want to go to, speaking of all of this, the I want to talk about the Washington, D.C., what happened the day before Thanksgiving. And this is all going to go into each other. You're going to see. This is all going to kind of flow into each other. We have a common thread here from the words from the Lord to this. All right. Washington, D.C. Okay. National Guard shooting. National Guard shooting suspect served in CIA counterterrorism unit, group says. Ramanullah Lakhanwal, the Afghan man who allegedly shot two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, previously served in one of Afghanistan's elite counterterrorism units, according to Afghan Evac, a nonprofit run by the U.S. veterans and others who served in Afghanistan. The unit was operated by the CIA with direct U.S. intelligence and military support, according to Afghan Evac. Okay. His unit, this gentleman's unit, this man's unit operated under the direction of the CIA and fought the Taliban on behalf of the U.S. government, the group said. Okay. Now, December 20th, 2024, word of the Lord, for such You shall be ripped from your seats of influence in the bureaus and the intelligence agencies and the Pentagon, says the Lord, for you have been allured with the aroma of another 9/11. To turn the nation, you have been allured with delicate dainties that are deceit, says the Lord. It is a deception, and I shall uncover you, says the Lord, capitals, your plots, your deceptions, your workings with nations involved in war. To turn America on a chain where you want it to go, you foul, perverse leaders, you foul, perverse agencies, I shall turn you, says the Lord. Another Strauchan Page, says the Lord, sound the alarm. That was, now you're going to hear Strauchan Page come up again in another word. That was December 20th, 2024. October 7th, 2025. For, says the Lord, at the FBI and the CIA, the cover shall be ripped off of such an intricate plot that was made to look clean on the surface, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am cautioning the heads and co-heads of such agencies. Do not allow the cover-ups to go back underground. Do not make deals to keep such in the dark, but expose them and tear out the root of 9/11 that has wrapped deep around these agencies and continues to produce offshoots of such, says the Lord. In this time, says the Lord, there shall be a great breaking up of what is covered such up, and the root in all its ugliness shall come forth, says the Lord. For in this nation, says the Lord, there has been an infiltration. Terror moves about seeking to send your nation into complete upheaval, says the Lord, seeking to be the one who, quote, rattled the presidency, says the Lord. For this is greater than the Taliban, says the Lord. This is a banded network of representatives from these groups banding together by a pact and an oath. Amidst the sword and spear and javelin being deployed in your nation, that means amidst physical weapons being deployed to kill. That's what that means. Amidst the sword and spear and javelin being deployed in your nation, boldly proclaim my word, says the Lord, so those weapons of mass destruction will reverse upon the sender, says the Lord. For the lion and serpent have both gone out, says the Lord, both predators. One constricts while the other attacks the main lifeline, says the Lord. That was October 7th, 2025. What happened with the National Guard happened November 26th, 2025, the day before Thanksgiving. November 20th, 2025, the Taliban is on the move, says the Lord. They have extended the coalition of brotherhoods in the land. This is 6 days prior to this event in D.C. The word of the Lord said the Taliban is on the move, says the Lord. They have extended the coalition of brotherhoods in the land, says the Lord. Where was the Taliban first pursued? In Afghanistan. When did that happen? After 9/11. When did this incident happen? It happened in the 11th month, which is November 2025. 2 + 2 + 5 = 9. The 11th month is 11. 9/11. So in the month of 9/11, an Afghan national who worked with the CIA counterterrorism unit, who they were over there because of the war that was started in Afghanistan after 9/11, this is who did this. This is not an accident. These tie together. This theme of 9/11 keeps tying together by a thread. It is connected by a thread that goes back decades and keeps producing, what did the Lord say in the October 7th word? Offshoots. It keeps producing offshoots. But expose them and tear out the root of 9/11 that has wrapped deep around these agencies and continues to produce offshoots of such. That was an offshoot. That was an offshoot of 9/11. That's what that was. Now, I'm going to show you something very interesting. We're going to put up the New York Post article. I'm going to take you back to this. You wait till you see the similarities in this. Do you remember when this happened? May 21st was actually the date of this tragic event. D.C. Jewish Museum suspected terrorist Elias Rodriguez fired nearly 24 shots as gunned down victim tried to crawl away, affidavit says. This was a bombshell report when this happened, okay? This was a bombshell report. Now, I'm going to show you something interesting. I'm going to put this up for you because hidden within one event is concealed the other event. Okay. So let me show you. I'm going to put this up for you and I'm going to show you. Ready? Bombshell report. That was actually in the actual HTTP handle for this article. Bombshell report. DC Jewish Museum suspected terrorist Elias Rodriguez fired nearly 24 shots at gunned down victim, tried to crawl away, affidavit says, right? Okay. Within this event, hidden within this, which happened May 21st, 2025, you can spell Washington, DC, National Guard, November, Afghan CIA shooting Islam. Out of the embassy attack and the components of the embassy attack. All the components are here of what happened at the embassy back in May. Hidden within that, you can spell Washington, D.C. National Guard, November, Afghan CIA shooting Islam. You tell me this is a coincidence. You tell me that this isn't connected. You tell me that because of the way the kingdom of darkness works and how it layers upon layers upon layers, its cover-ups, that when it produces one event like that, it's setting up within the components of that event for another. This is how this works. This is not a coincidence. This should not happen if it was just, oh, by chance. This is not by chance. You are dealing with a very real spiritual war that is coming into the natural and that is producing offshoots of events. So when this event happened, it tilled the soil in Washington, D.C. It powered altars. It did a lot of things and it set the tone and it set the components in place for the National Guard shooting. Washington, D.C., National Guard, November, Afghan CIA shooting Islam. That's not a coincidence, number one, okay? They're connected. Now, something even more interesting I'm going to show you. So, May 21st, 2025 was the Washington, D.C. embassy attack. I have this all written down, okay? One man and one woman was shot at that tragic attack, and there was one gunman. You had one man, one woman, and it was made to look like one gunman. The November 26, 2025 National Guard shooting in Washington, D.C., right? Both of these were in Washington, D.C. You have one man and one woman shot again. You have one gunman made to look like a lone wolf that is far from a lone wolf, okay? They went to great lengths to make it look like that. It's not. So once again, you have one man, one woman, one gunman, okay? So now you have two gunmen, two men, and two women, right? Which equals the number 6. 6 months also separates these two attacks, right? So there's your other 6, right? And then the attack happened November 26th. The attack happened November 26th, but interestingly enough, the embassy attack happened May 21st, 5/21. 5 plus 21 is 26. It was November 26th that the National Guard shooting happened. So there is your hidden watermark of the mystery of lawlessness at work. This is your hidden watermark that the enemy likes to hide within events that he puts because it has to do with the mystery of lawlessness and Antichrist at work within the earth. And so these two events are connected. Yep, it's a spiritual timeline that is connected that continues to produce a pattern to try to produce the same result in order to connect it by a thread to continue the pattern. This is what's going on with this. So the National Guard shooting was not isolated. It began with the embassy attack back May 21st, 2025. That's when this began. Okay, so we have to realize that. The embassy attack, and then this came. They're 6 months apart, right? You had two gunmen, two men, and two women, right? That also equals 6. And then you have it happen the 26th, right, of November, which happens to be the date, 5/21, that the embassy attack happened, that equals 26. So you see, there's too many patterns and similarities within these two attacks for them not to be connected spiritually and in the natural. And I have all this written down in the notes so you could go back and look at it. If it's a little confusing, I have it all in the notes so you can go back and look at it. Now, I'm also going to show you, we're going to come back to this. We're going to kind of circle back to this with the FBI in a little bit. But I wanted to show you that to start because we are going to end up back at that place again. But I want to go to, for a moment, because this is all battle lines being drawn. This is all battle lines simultaneously being drawn in the nation because there is a multi-point spiritual war that is happening in the heavenlies over the nation right now. And it's not only this nation, it's other nations within the earth right now that the enemy is attempting to protect his interests because some of them are being threatened. And when you corner an animal, they're either going to run or strike. Let's put it that way. And we're watching the battle lines being drawn and we're watching the strike. So I want to put up the Fox News article. I'm going to show you this. This is another battle line being drawn in Minnesota right now. Massive Minnesota welfare heist proves Democrats can't police their own mess. Federal cases reveal Feeding Our Future and housing program thefts in Minnesota as state employees blame Governor Tim Walz for failures. The New York Times also did a bombshell article saying that $1 billion was stolen from Minnesota social services under Governor Tim Walz. Massive fraud, ghost billing, ignored warnings, all on his watch. Taxpayer cash was looted while kids went hungry. Tim Walz failed. So the New York Times put that out as well. Now, over 400 Minnesota Department of Human Services employees have accused Governor Tim Walz of ignoring widespread Somali community fraud warnings and retaliating against whistleblowers. Okay, I want to read to you words to the Lord having to do with this because Minnesota is about to be turned over. Minnesota is boiling over. It is becoming a battleground, and it is about to be turned over at the governorship. So I'm going to read to you these words from the Lord having to do with this. February 13th, 2025, Minnesota is about to be turned over along with Michigan, says the Lord. The time is approaching of the reversal, says the Lord. May 29th, 2025, intercede and pray, my children, for that multi-headed beast shall be thrown down from a high place in your nation. It has attempted to set up its throne and exalt itself, says the Lord. The crash shall be loud, says the Lord, and the leaders of each head will be struck in this time, and there shall be many scandalous falls and a strip of the facade that they so put forth, says the Lord. Their money laundering shall be exposed, says the Lord, for they have made covenants with other nations that seek to destroy America to launder money through their organizations. This will be sobering, says the Lord. The exposure will be great, and it shall leave a gaping hole in their operation. It shall wound the heads of the beast, says the Lord. Some wounds shall be so great, the head shall be no more. They shall be removed, some even from this earth, for stoking the flames and nursing the fire upon this altar, says the Lord. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury, says the Lord. July 18th, 2025, Minnesota shall have a changing of the guard in such scandal. There will be no way for leadership to continue, says the Lord. We're watching that happen right now, the scandal part. August 25th, 2025, the implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels. Laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. So all of this we're watching now happen in Minnesota. So we're watching it in Washington, D.C. We're watching it in Minnesota. We're watching it happen between the United States and Venezuela, which we're going to get into in this moment. And we're watching it within the FBI, which we're going to get into because there's a civil war percolating there as well. So we're going to go to Venezuela now because this is all happening at once. Everything I'm sharing with you, this is all happening like in tandem, one after the other. So this is the article. Will Trump really attack Venezuela? U.S. president issues Maduro with ultimatum after threatening strikes. He basically told him to get out and he'll give him and his family safe passage if they leave now. was the basics of it. Donald Trump gave Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro a startling ultimatum to flee his country during their long-awaited phone call, according to a report, as tensions between the pair threatened to spill into an all-out conflict. The U.S. president was unusually coy about the call over the weekend, doing little to ease concerns about the possibility of war amid a massive buildup of American warships and troops in the Caribbean. This is not just about drugs. Everybody thinks this is about drugs. It might partially be about drugs. This is about elections and voting machines. This isn't just about drugs. This is about elections and voting machines. Because Smartmatic was founded in 2000 by Antonio Mugica, Alfredo Jose Anzola, and Roger Penate, and gained attention quickly after it was chosen to replace voting machines in Venezuela ahead of Hugo Chavez's 2004 re-election. So this is not just about, everyone goes, oh, it's about drugs. Why? No, it's not about drugs. Yes, on the side note, he's going after the drugs. Yes, he is. But this is not just about drugs. This is about going after what happened with elections with these machines. This is what this is about. So this is part of it anyway. And we have to understand that. This is deeper than we think. They're not going to tell us everything. The federal government is never going to tell you everything, but this is way deeper than we're going after drug boats. This is a multi-point attack dealing with the many multi-heads of the serpent that has risen up out of Venezuela. And I'm going to read to you some words of the Lord having to do with this. The first is October 7th, 2025. The window is closing on the leader of Venezuela, says the Lord. Grace has been offered. Judgment is coming, says the Lord. A catastrophic fracture to the infrastructure of Venezuela, says the Lord. For in this time, there is a shift that is meant to fracture the platforms of leadership within the earth who have trifled in my capital business, says the Lord, who have attempted to snuff out my capital word, says the Lord. Woundings in this time. Now, this is very interesting. The Lord talks about Venezuela and he switches. And this is what he says. Woundings in this time, in parentheses, France, furnace. So it's France, furnace, shall buckle on itself along with those locked in a battle with such a leader. Those court cases shall implode, and both sides shall fall, says the Lord. For the rebellion has reached a crescendo, and the sword of Saul, remember we talked about Saul at the beginning? The sword of Saul has gone out, says the Lord. That was October 7th, 2025. So at the time you see the crumbling of the leader of Venezuela, at the time you see the window closing on the leader of Venezuela, and you see the grace offered, which was Trump telling him to get out now, or judgment would come. When you would see that, right? Then you look at France also, and you look at France to buckle on itself along with those locked in a battle with such a leader. Those court cases shall implode. And both sides shall fall, says the Lord. For the rebellion has reached a crescendo and the sword of Saul has gone out, says the Lord. We are watching these two things happen simultaneously right now. We are watching simultaneously as the window is closing on the leader of Venezuela. Now watch what happens with the leader of France and the court cases he's locked in with people in this nation. Watch what happens. There's a reason the Lord put it one after the other. So at the time you see the crumbling of the leader of Venezuela, you will see a crumbling of the leader of France and those he's locked in court cases with. You're going to see it come, it appears, in tandem. And the sword of Saul, meaning the sword that took down Saul, the sword that Saul chased David with, the sword that Saul tried to kill David with, the sword that Saul warred with David with, all that war that Saul sowed, all that slander he sowed, all of that destruction he sowed, that sword then legally was ratified because of his own actions to go out against him. And those that entertain that spirit that is like Saul and do similar will see similar results. You'll see similar results. This is what's happening. We are watching it actively. We are watching the holdouts of Saul in the nation right now attempt to rise in rebellion. When David took the throne, there were holdouts of Saul in the nation. And after he dealt with Saul, guess who came afterwards? Absalom. It was the same spirit operating through another vessel that was closer to home. So first you had the sword of Saul that went out against David and then turned on Saul and took him down. And then you had the sword of Absalom that went after David and then turned on Absalom and took it down. We are watching a similar pattern happen right now in this nation. Now, speaking of this, speaking of holdouts of Saul, speaking of holdouts of Saul, I want to put up this MSN article because this is where this is going to get a little mind-blowing. Is talking about this. This is another major battle line that's being drawn that is boiling over and about to spill out. Okay. So this is across many news outlets. New York Post is carrying it, MSN, The Daily Beast. There's other news outlets carrying this story as well. But FBI agents in coup to oust Keystone Cash and quote, clown Bongino. A deeply embarrassing leak report has exposed the dramatic divide in the FBI as the Trump administration insists FBI Director Kash Patel's job is not at stake. The Bureau's second in command on Monday pushed back on the brutal internal assessment of the Bureau's leadership and suggested it was simply the work of disgruntled employees. Okay, here's another one. We're going to show you the New York Post article as well with this. Because just to show you some of the different headlines here, damning report labels FBI rudderless ship under Kash Patel. With him and Dan Bongino more concerned with building personal resumes. Now, it's unclear who commissioned this internal report to be done. We don't know if it was a committee in Congress. We don't know if it was someone in the cabinet. We don't know exactly who commissioned this report. So that's suspicious right there. We don't know the origins of where this report was commissioned from. But what I want to do is I'm going to play for you two clips. First, I'm going to play Jonathan Turley for you. We're going to come back and talk for a minute. Then I'm going to play a clip for you from the February 28th broadcast. And then we're going to get into these incredible words from the Lord that pinpoint this. So let's play the Jonathan Turley clip first, and then we'll talk.
A stunning 115-page internal report just leaked, and it's tearing apart the leadership of FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino. But here's the twist. It's not coming from the left-wing media. It's coming from inside the Bureau itself, from current and retired FBI agents who claim they all are supporters of Trump, and yet they're witnessing what they claim to be a complete and total disaster at the leadership level of the FBI. The report drafted by the National Alliance of Retired and Active Duty FBI Special Agents and Analysts calls the FBI under Patel's leadership dismal, all effed up, and a rudderless ship, concluding that the director is in over his head. And it gets worse. Deputy Director Dan Bongino is labeled by this reporter as nothing but a clown. Agents within the Bureau are openly mocking the leadership that was supposed to reform it. And again, what makes this report so unique is it's not coming from the far-left activists disguised as journalists in the legacy media.
Okay, and he goes on talking about, too, about the origins of the report, because it's interesting timing for the, and I'll show you why in the words of the Lord, but it's interesting timing that this report is coming out now. I want to play for you the February 28th, 2025 clip from that broadcast of what was spoken back then at the beginning of this year. We'll play that for you now, and then we're going to come back and talk. And at the same time, you see civil war percolating between the Trump federal government and the state government, and you see it percolating within the departments that are linked. So if you look at all the intelligence departments, it's percolating within the intelligence departments, okay? A civil war of sorts seems to be right now beginning to percolate and show its head. Civil war in two ways, right? Civil, having to do with cases as well in the courts, right? A civil war of the century in the courts. We are entering that time. Trump being brought to court was the precursor to this, okay? So we are entering that. And then you have like a civil war, a clash, right? Like between the North and the South, like between the Southern District of New York and the federal government right now, and Attorney General Pam Bondi as well. So you see this like North-South civil war between departments beginning to form as well. And the hard part is you see within this, you still see insurrection and a power struggle within the government that's about to boil over. You have the holdouts of Saul and Saul's regime still in the government, still trying to bring insurrection, hide documents, destroy evidence, and do whatever they have to do to try to keep their strongholds within the kingdom. Now, this country is trying to find some semblance of order. And it seems we are watching more disorder before we get to the order. So in the midst of this country trying to find some semblance of order after how fragmented and the battle for the soul of this nation and what we have gone through, and it just it seems like in some ways more disorder is coming out amongst us. Okay, that was from the February 28th, 2025 broadcast when all of this was spoken about a power struggle within the government, a civil war within departments forming, the holdouts of Saul were about to come forward. This was towards the beginning of the year that this all left my mouth. Now, I want to go to these words from the Lord because it uses the words that you see in these headlines, right? So the headline, I'll just go back to read it for you. FBI agents in coup to oust Keystone Cash, right? That is the headline. Let me read to you the word of the Lord from July 18th, 2025. There is a coup being arranged. There is a coup being set within the administration, says the Lord. This coup does not just have a target of the president, who is called Trump, says the Lord, but it has targeted the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice, which is what the FBI falls under. For together they are tasked with defending justice. However, muck and mire has strained such a relationship. March 12th, 2025. This one's a little early. I read the July one first. But March 12th, 2025. This was from the Purim word of the Lord. Another Strzok and Page. Remember Strzok and Page from the FBI, that big scandal with them? March 12, 2025, another Strzok and Page, cells within your own government have met, cells of individuals intent to crash the system. They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year to do such. When is this coming out? When is this report coming out of a coup? When is all this coming to a head? Right before the end of the first year of Trump's presidency. What is the word of the Lord says? They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year to do such. Pray it is unearthed and exposed, for disaster has been determined with the help of communist nations against the president and his cabinet, says the Lord. Pray and it shall be exposed and dismantled before your nation. A coup within a coup occurs, says the Lord. A coup within a coup. Now, that we are witnessing this bombshell article come out about a coup and this internal report, and it is coming out right before the end of the first year. The Lord said, March 12, 2025, they have set a time before the end of the year to do such. Another Strachan page. They were in the FBI. So the Lord was warning, FBI, FBI, cells within your own government have met, cells of individuals intend to crash the system. They have set a time, says the Lord, before the end of the first year. That's where we are when all of this is coming out now. This was back in March that this word was given. And it's not an accident. They set this time in order to do this. And you know why? Because they haven't dealt with the holdouts of Saul. They haven't dealt with the root of 9/11 that keeps producing offshoots in the FBI. And they keep trying to cover up scandal instead of exposing it, dealing with it, purging it, and getting it out of the department. They're not doing that. And this is why we're watching this actively percolate. This is why the Lord said coup within a coup. It looks like there's about to be a double. That's what it's showing me, because the Lord warned about this in Congress. And now we're watching it migrate over to the FBI. A coup within a coup. Now, we could see something develop with the cabinet of the Trump administration and this, and it would be a coup within a coup. But the Lord used very specific wording, and that's the wording that are in these articles, but except this word was given back in March, and we're in December. So this is something to just pray, intercede, and keep an eye on, because if the Department of Justice is in turmoil, they can't administer justice. If the Department of Justice is on a crumbling foundation, they will not have their wits enough about them in order to root out the bands of terror that have come together in this nation right now, that have expanded their coalition and are moving about. So basically, a civil war distracts, a coup internally distracts, where they're not watching and well aware at times of the threats that are moving around them and beginning to mobilize. There was a reason before the end of the year they were going to put it out now. And I'm telling you why, because I have been hearing, and I've said this on the other broadcast, in my spirit for 2 weeks, I've heard it multiple times, Pearl Harbor. The Lord has said it to me multiple times, as well as me seeing it in my mind. I've heard it in my spirit. Pearl Harbor happened December 7th, 84 years ago. We are in a year of reversals, which would be the reversal of 84 is 48. That happens to be the next presidency. But December 7th is Pearl Harbor. This comes out literally 5 days before December 7th. And now the department, it appears, is in turmoil. And it appears there's a banded coalition moving about that actually in this time, in this season, wants to cause a national crisis that could be compared to another Pearl Harbor. This is why you're seeing this rear up first. This is why. Here's the distraction. Here is the turmoil and discord being sown within. Here it is, right here. So it's no accident this is happening the way it's happening right now. It's no accident. You have all of these battle lines being drawn. And then before the end of the first year, you have this now boil over and spill out into the public. And I'm going to show you something very interesting. I'm going to show you another one of these, because these things are not an accident. Ready? To get you to understand what the FBI was planning and what the holdouts of Saul were planning, we have to go back to the assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Okay. We have to go back to that to show you this. Thomas Matthew Crooks attempted to kill Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, because of the election. Ryan Routh attempted to kill Donald Trump in Florida, right? So we have these two incidences that happened before the 2024 election, right? Thomas Matthew Crooks, Donald Trump, Butler, Pennsylvania election, Ryan Routh, Florida. To get you to understand what the holdouts of Saul were planning back then, from this, you can spell this. Cash Patel coup, FBI takeover, Saul impeach. From these two attempts, because the holdouts of Saul were at work back then, another Strzok and Page was at work back then. From this, you can spell Cash Patel coup, FBI takeover, Saul, holdouts of Saul impeach. That's going to be the word you're going to hear next. This is going to be what is coming next. This is going to try to start as a whisper and try to turn into a shout in the nation. So I'm telling you, these things are not coincidences. These things are well orchestrated, well hidden, well put together, and making sure you're well distracted. So all you see is this. And you don't see this, right? That all you see is this, and you don't see this. Washington, D.C., National Guard, November, Afghan CIA shooting Islam. They only want to make sure you see what's on the surface. So then they have concealed the next parts of what they want to carry out. Where these cannot be coincidences. These can't be just by chance. These things happening that are hidden within each other cannot just be by chance. They can't be. These are well funded, well hidden, well concealed, well constructed. That's what's going on here. This is happening over and over again, and it shouldn't match up. It shouldn't. This should not match up, except because of what's happening in the realm of the spirit and because of how it's connected to the natural and how threads of events have to connect in order to produce a similar outcome spiritually in the natural. So you want to produce the same set of circumstances in a different time to produce the same result. This is why. We are watching these things hidden within each other. This is why. This is not an accident. It's not an accident. It's actually quite prophetic, and it's uncovering the way the kingdom of darkness and its disciples put together the infrastructure when they are long-term planning events. And they want you to focus on one so you can't see what's underneath that's coming with the other. This is how they operate. And we have watched this happen over and over again. I have shown many examples in the past few weeks of this happening. And it's not by chance. It's not by accident. It's because this is well constructed, a well constructed hidden infrastructure that is constructed by the holdouts of Saul. That is moving about in the departments, that is moving about in the nation, that those under the influence, like Saul was under the influence of a certain dark spirit, speaking out of their mouth, giving the enemy legal tender to then come after them. We are watching this all happen at the same time. We are watching battle lines being drawn. We are watching the enemy using people's own actions and words in God's court against them in order to get the legal right to sift them at the highest levels in this nation. They think it's a game. They think lust is fine. They think as long as it's concealed, it's fine. No, God sees. Almighty God sees. Not only does he see, the kingdom of darkness sees. They do reconnaissance, and then they collect the evidence, and then they take the evidence, and they bring it before the court of God, and they argue that they have a right because of your behavior to now come and sift you. This is why we have to walk circumspectly before the Lord. This is why we have to pray with the precision of a surgeon. This is why we have to understand our actions matter, our words matter, our heart posture matters, our walk with the Lord matters, our attitude matters, our faith matters, how we handle circumstances, how we handle the pressure matters. Because there's a great war between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness, and man is in the middle of it. Man is either a pawn for one or a disciple and servant of the other. Man is either a pawn for the kingdom of darkness or a disciple and a servant in covenant with Almighty God through Christ Jesus. There is no in between. If you are not fully serving God, you are an asset for the devil. There is no other way to say it. There is no other way to work yourself around this. There's no other way to rationalize it. There's no other way to explain it away. Not that they were perfect, because none of us are perfect. We all fall incredibly short. But if you're not actively attempting to discipline yourself in serving the Lord, you are an asset for the devil. This is why the devil loves to use family members and people around you that are close to you, that aren't fully serving him, as assets, as living, walking, movable assets to try and cause discord, confusion, attack, torment in your life. And this is why there comes a point where the Lord, when we submit to him and we give it all to him, he denies that access. There comes a point where that access is closed and that access becomes denied. But we have to understand the temperature and the atmosphere we are in the nation with this. There are battle lines being drawn, and they're not just in the natural. They are in the spiritual. The enemy is putting bounty out on people, and many of them open the door with their own words, their own actions, their own slander, their own arrogance, for the enemy to say he has a right to take that. This is a near and present danger. God is extending mercy, but if that mercy isn't taken, the sword of Saul that they use to try to devour others, slander others, character assassinate others, come after others, that sword of Saul is going to turn and devour them. It's a near and present danger we are dealing with. And we have to understand that. And this is why we have to come under Almighty God's wings and take refuge. This is why, as the church, we have to understand what is going on around us. We have to understand what is going on in our city, in our nations, what is going on in our families, in our church. We need to understand the landscape of what has been created and the terrain of what we must navigate. Because if we are ignorant, if we are blind, if we say, well, I just want to think about the good things and I don't want to think about anything else, that is how the enemy sneaks up on you and attacks, because you're not sober-minded and you're not vigilant, and you want to turn to blissful ignorance because you don't want to face the uncomfortable. Our walk with the Lord is not meant to be comfortable. Growth doesn't happen in comfort. Greatness never happens and is birthed out of comfort. Our walk is meant to be uncomfortable. Our walk is meant to be challenging. Jesus Christ, and my pastor, Pastor Sam, said this on Sunday. If you look at the New Testament, Jesus Christ forced the issue in many circumstances. He actually forced the issue with the Pharisees. He forced the issue in people's lives in order to bring it to the surface for it to be dealt with. And we are watching now, in a very broken political system and government, the issues being forced to the surface. We're watching this now. That's going to happen in even greater measure on the conservative side, because they're the ones who claim to serve God. The lefts have been turned over to a reprobate mind. But guess what? The conservatives aren't far behind them. They aren't far behind them in this. Because we are in an environment and a temperature that we have to be able to buckle down, be faithful, run the race in excellence, be strategic, be consistent in our prayer life, be consistent in our relationship with the Lord, be consistent in our reading of the word, be aware, be willing to see the deeper things that are not always comfortable. Be willing and open for the Lord to show you those things, because if you are not, the enemy can move about in the deep, undetected, and rear up at will for a strike. Serpents move through the grass, very quiet. They move across the terrain, very quiet. And if you're not watching, you won't even see them coming. This is why you have to constantly be on watch. You cannot give up your watch. The watchmen have to get up on the wall and do their job, because there is a near and present danger that is coming to a crescendo in this nation. And it's meant to not only throw the midterms, but it's meant to force a step down of the president. It's meant to form another Nixon. It's meant to try to force that issue. Because where there's turmoil, there can't be order. Where there's turmoil, justice is fleeting. Where there's turmoil, there's no firm foundation. And when the enemy has as many legal doors of access as he has gotten, this is why you see the turmoil. And it's not the 17 million Hindu gods that are going to save the heads of these departments. It's them humbling themselves before Jesus Christ, because David had to do that in order to get rid of the holdouts of Saul. He had to humble himself before the Lord in order to deal with the holdouts of Saul. So we have to understand that that's what we're looking at. And that's what we're dealing with on many levels. And intercede and pray for that woman who is a leader in the administration, who deals closely with ICE, because the enemy has her in his crosshairs. He literally has her in his crosshairs, and he's using her own broken actions to make a case that he has a right to attack her. So please intercede and pray. And intercede and pray for the heads of these departments also, because you've got all of this that was moving about that now is boiling over. So we're going to keep a watch on that, and we'll be back on Thursday as this develops, and we'll prophetically talk more about this. But I wanted to make some announcements, if you could stay on for a few minutes. I had to cancel the trip to California. So I had to altogether cancel the trip to California and to Phoenix, because Chris is not feeling well. And Chris needs prayer, and he had two tick bites within an 8 days time, and he's on quite a bit of medication right now. And the Lord made it clear to me that I was not to go for that and other reasons right now. He wants me at home base. And so I had to cancel my whole trip to California, because the Lord confirmed to me that I needed to do that. And so basically what I'm going to do, though, is I will be live on Zoom for Clay Clark's conference Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Thrive Time Rumble channel. So I'll be coming in via Zoom. And then at David Herzog's church Sunday night, I will be live coming in on Zoom to preach At 11:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because he's in Arizona, which would be 8:15 p.m. Pacific Time. So I will be coming in, if you want to mark your calendar, via Zoom, and you can watch online. And this is what we have basically come up with, given that these circumstances had to change, and I had to do what the Lord was asking me to do. Also, dog adoption. We need your help. This adorable dog needs a home, and this dog is local in the New York and Connecticut area. This is Daisy Duke. She's a year old. She is located in the New York, Connecticut area. She is great with other dogs. She's actually been to doggy daycare. She is good with smaller numbers of kids. If you have a smaller number of kids that are younger, she's good with that. If you have older kids, it's different. She's totally fine. So if you can contact the owner now, Dawn desperately wants to find her a wonderful home for Christmas. If you could give Daisy Duke a home for Christmas, please call Dawn at 914-497-3162. She's absolutely an adorable dog. She's only a year old, very moldable. And we would love to see Daisy Duke get a home for Christmas. Also, update on Poppy and Grace. I spoke to the doctor this morning. Praise the Lord, Poppy's doing amazing. She is tolerating her feed. The Cornell nutritionist got involved, switched her feed. She is doing very well on a maintenance hog feed and high fiber vegetables. And so the staff at Cornell has absolutely fallen in love with Poppy. They told me on the phone. I said, well, hundreds of thousands of people love this pig. I'm just telling you, doctor. So you've got precious cargo there at Cornell right now. But they have done an amazing job. I want to thank the entire staff at Cornell. They have taken amazing care of Poppy. We're hoping her IV catheter comes out tomorrow. Once the catheter comes out, she will be coming home very, very soon. We will make sure to film it for you. Our team is contemplating driving up themselves, actually, to go get her. So thank you for all your prayers, your help for Poppy. If you want to help Poppy, it's on arcofgrace.org/events. You can go there and learn how to help Poppy with what we're going through with her. But praise God, Poppy is making a full recovery. Grace, her incision is healing. She's doing amazing at the medical facility. We do not have a date yet for her to come home, but we are getting updates, and she's healing very, very well, they said. So praise God. Another miracle. Grace is doing amazing. Charlotte, our horse Charlotte, needs prayer. Charlotte came with a very injured leg. She was an Amish cart horse, and I don't need to tell you what many Amish people do to their animals. Not all of them. Some of them are absolutely wonderful to their animals, but some of them are not. And so she is having a hard time on that leg, and we're consulting the doctor. So please just keep Charlotte in your prayers as well. We're just going to put up two things at the end here. Givaderm first, because they're having their enormous holiday sale right now. You could buy a facial edition system. You get a free eye cream. I love the eye cream. Chris carries the eye cream with him on weekends. He does. He brings it in the car with him. He loves it that much. So that is an amazing product as well. You get that for free. You could buy a Motherlode kit, get a free Tighten Your Assets mask for your face. You can use promo code ARC10 with these offers for an extra 10% off of your order. They make an absolutely incredible, incredible gift. These ladies know skincare. They do an amazing job, and they absolutely love the Lord, and we're happy to be a blessing to them. And they're adorable four puppies. And Grid Down shout out, we'll put on last. This is a Grid Down shout out, grass-fed, grass-finished, freeze-dried beef. The brothers, these amazing brothers have this product. They have a salvation track in every bag. They preach the gospel in every bag they sell. It has a 10 to 15 year shelf life. It is very healthy for your family. You can even use it for your pets. They not only have this, but they have beef jerky for people that you can also get. But then they have beef jerky, grass-fed, grass-finished for your dogs as treats, which is nothing more than grass-fed, grass-finished beef. No spices, no nothing. It is one of the healthiest and pure treats you can give your dogs. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners for Grid Down Chow Down and for Givaderm. And for Grid Down Chow Down, you can use promo code ARC for a discount. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators and our team. We are going to be back on Thursday, so we will see what develops by then. God bless everyone. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other psalms up there on the screen for you to speak, because the word of God is living and active. We have to renew our mind with the word. We have to speak it. We have to get into that discipline. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, one of the most incredible ordered prayers that Christ taught his disciples. I have incorporated it into my prayer life, and I encourage you to do the same, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that exists in the Word of God. So if you need a boost in your faith, go read Hebrews 11, and I hope somebody can give Daisy Duke a home for Christmas, because she is absolutely precious. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will be back on Thursday. Hey, everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your